Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 32. If you got it, say amen. And we're going to read down to verse 37. And then after that one, we're going to go over to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3. Glory to God. If you got it, say amen one more time. Okay, glory. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly with ye were made a gazing stock both by the reproaches and afflictions, and partly with ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye have compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoilings of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and a enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Everybody, let's say that together. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3. Knowing this, that there shall in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. And saying, I'm just going to read verse 4 also. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Hallelujah to God. Let's pray. God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you for this privilege and opportunity tonight. We pray that your anointing be upon me, God. Let us hear your word tonight, God. Put the words exactly in my mouth what needs to be said, we pray, oh God. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everybody say, amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to go back to Hebrews chapter 10. And if, I believe it's around about the 36th verse, I believe. One more, I'm sorry. There it is, 37. And I want to pull out that part where it says, for yet a little while, for yet a little while. And I want to use for a subject tonight is in a little while. In a little while.
Man.
You see, the Bible says in the last days there will be scoffers. Scoffers are someone who mocks or treats something with contempt. Or calls out in derision, disagreeable person, unpleasant person, a person who is not pleasant or agreeable. That was the word scoffers mean. But you know, we live in a day where the Bible says that the coming of the Lord is just going to be just like the days of Noah. You know, ever since I've been in the church, ever since I've gotten the Holy Ghost, and I've been in the church quite a while, I've been hearing, but it hadn't happened, but I've been hearing the Lord is coming. And people have tried to figure out or pinpoint the date that the Lord is coming. But the Bible says not even the angels in heaven know the time nor the season when he's going to come. That particular day that God is going to really come, only he knows when it's going to happen. I can't help but to believe that Michael and Gabriel are somewhere in the quarters of heaven. And Michael has the trumpet almost up to his mouth. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been happening in our world today. I don't know if you don't recognize the fact that it seems like time is moving so fast. Even faster than it was last year. Or even faster than it was yesterday. But all of those things are telling us that the Lord is about to come. They're telling us that he's getting ready to call us home. It's no time to back up. It's no time to let down. It's no time to give in. It's no time to quit. But it's time to look forward towards your heavenly God. It's time to look forward to that hope that God has instilled in every last one of us. And oh, somebody said, but when is he going to come? In a little while. But trust me, my friend, just like it was in the days of Noah, it was preached that it was going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. You see, prior to that, it never rained during that time. But as Noah began to build the ark, and God gave him the instructions on how to build it, he was warning the people and telling the people that it's going to rain. There were people, there were scoffers even in Noah's day, and that would mock him and make fun of him. This man had gone ballistic. He's lost his mind, if you please. Why would he build an ark in the middle of a dry land? Why would he build something that doesn't make sense at all? But friend of mine, let me tell you, if the book says he's going to come, he's going to come. He's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for those that have made themselves ready. Don't count yourself short. Don't sell yourself out, because we have a hope that one of these days, that old trumpet is going to sound. Somebody said, but when? In a little while. So don't lose hope. Don't lose your confidence. Grab a hope to your confidence. Grab a hope to your encouragement. And know that the Lord is coming soon. And know that your time in this world is but short, but little while. It seems as though God has shortened the days. And our time to go home is really soon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Could it possibly be that this world has begotten like the days of Noah and the people of that day? Even though they made fun of Noah and they didn't listen to what he had to say, could it possibly be the world that we live in today, that people are ignoring the signs, that people are ignoring the warnings, that people are not taking heed to the sirens that's a going to tell them that the Lord is coming? Oh, friend of mine, just because he hadn't come yet doesn't mean that he's not going to come. He's going to come in a little while. In the meantime, we got to be ready. We got to get ready, and we got to stay ready, because he's going to come just like he said he would.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I know there's sufferings in this world right now. That's okay. Hold on for a little while. There's pain in this world. Hold on for a little while, because that world that we're going to, that new place, that new heaven that we're going to go to, oh, friend of mine, there's not going to be any more pain up there. There's not going to be any more sorrows, Brother Ronnie. No more heartache, no more disappointments, no more letdowns. Oh, friend of mine, we got a reason to rejoice, because one of these days, these old feet ain't going to stay on the ground. He's going to call us to meet him in the air. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord and give him praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, he knows that people are suffering. He knows that people are being persecuted. He knows that people are being reproached and afflicted for the gospel. He knows that, oh, friend of mine, that lost their earth, people lost their earthly possessions. He knows that what you've had in this world, I mean, that's a lot of us had lost things in our lives and can't try to figure out why it happened. But there's no reason to put the brakes on and stop right there. Because when I read my book over in John, I believe in chapter 14, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, there where I am, that ye may be also. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. He made it personal. Oh, friend of mine, this old world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Don't get so caught up with what you can obtain in this world, but get your eyes focused on that heavenly world. Because one of these days, in a little while, friend of mine, you're going to be walking on a street of gold.
Excellent, excellent. In a little while.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's going to be walls of jasper and street of gold up there.
Thank you, Lord.
So don't worry about getting your castle on this earth. If you don't never get it down here, that's okay. If you live for God with everything within you, you sell out to God and you give him everything, you got a mansion waiting on you, friend of mine. Oh, don't get so caught up with this world. My Bible tells me that this old world is going to pass away. It's already done had its baptism when the flood came. Next, God's going to introduce some fire to it. Everything in this world is going to get burned up. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, because the Bible said so. He's going to do things all over again. Oh, but don't lose your hope in this old world. Don't lose your confidence in this old world. Let your focus stay on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your focus be on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because one of these days, he's going to say, come up hither.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The good news is, someone's coming. He's coming back.
A little while.
I said he's coming back.
In a little while. Amen.
I said he's coming back.
Yes, in a little while.
In a little while, he'll be back. Hallelujah to God. Oh, friend of mine. Oh, when I get to heaven, please don't get in my way. I don't want to see Matthew. I don't want to see John. I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah to God. The Bible says that we're going to see him as he is. Oh, friend of mine, we got something to shout about. We got something to rejoice about. In a little while, so hold on. Don't lose your confidence. Come on, keep your confidence. Come on, keep your confidence. Don't lose it. Hallelujah to God. For in a little while, we're going to be with the Lord. Hallelujah to God. The importance about this news is one out of 30 Bible verses teaches it. Teach what? He's coming. It's mentioned 8 times more than the first time that he came. Well, he's coming. His disciples watched him to be lifted up out of this earth. The angel said to his disciples, why stand ye there gazing at the clouds? That same Jesus that you saw, he's coming back. Oh, friend of mine, he's coming back. He's not going to leave us alone. He's coming back. You know, that we walk down the streets of Santa Maria or a place of business, and people point us out and say, there goes one of them Pentecostals. And there goes one of them apostolics right there. But you know, one of these days, they're going to say, there went them apostolics. There went the Pentecostals. Because God is going to take us out of here. Oh, friend of mine, don't lose your confidence. In a little while, it's going to happen, church. I said, in a little while, it's going to happen. Woo! In 216 chapters, 318 references to it, he's coming back, he's coming soon. Oh, don't let them, you know, as a matter of fact, the Bible lets us know that we're to greet each other with these words. Comfort one another with these words. He says, see, this is what I like about this. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. He says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord, this is what I like. He's not going to send no imposter. He's not going to send somebody to take his place. The Bible says, for the Lord himself. Hello. I say God himself is going to come back and get us. Oh, our daddy, our father is going to come get us one of these days. But hold on. Don't throw in the towel. Not yet. He says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. then we, which were alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them to in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And it says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But it didn't stop there. It says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. Comfort one another with these words. When we're going down the street and we see each other, we yell out, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is coming. Oh, friend of mine, you might be walking with your head down, but when you hear the Lord is coming, it'll pick your head up. It'll give you something to rejoice about. Oh, friend of mine, you got something to look forward to. Hallelujah to God. Oh, don't listen to that spirit of Antichrist. That spirit that say, you see, this is what the scoffer does. The scoffer says, I thought he was going to come. Yeah, what was that, 1998? When they made this big to do, the year 2000? Oh, he's supposed to come, and he didn't come, and he disappointed a lot of religious people. But we that of the name, we know that he's coming back. We know that we have something to look forward to. We know that he's coming, and we look forward to the day that he comes. And the Bible lets me to know that he's coming back for those that are made themselves ready. In a little while, he'll be back. Oh, so don't lose hope. Don't lose your confidence. Don't let go of what God has put inside of you. Because one of these days, he's coming back. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. He's gonna, and if we happen to leave this life before he comes, I promise you our body ain't gonna stay in that ground. But it's just like he did with Lazarus when he said, Lazarus, come forth, and brought him back to life. He might say, Brother Ronnie, you might be a pass from this life, come forth. Oh, Brother Ronnie, you made it. Come on up here. And one of these days, it's gonna happen. Church, we're gonna get caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We're gonna meet him right up in the clouds. Oh, friend of mine, we got something to look forward to in a while, in a little while. Whole books are given to it. It talks about his coming back. He promised. That's one thing about the Lord. If he makes you a promise, he will follow through with it. And he says, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for my bride. Just a little while. In just a little while. In a little while, I'll be back for you. Just hold on. He's not left you here for a temporary reason. But that's okay. Hold on. In a little while, I'm coming back to get you. You know, it's kind of like when you drop somebody off somewhere and they got the confidence in you that, you know, one, you got to come back and get them because you need a ride. And it's the same thing in the house of God. One of these days, God, he set us free. He gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He allowed us to be baptized in his name. He allowed us with this privilege to be able to uplift him. And he's saying, one of these days, in a little while, I'm coming back to get you. Don't lose your confidence. Don't lose what I put inside of you. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose anything that I've given you, because I'm coming back, and I'm coming back to get you. So if you have to fight your way through, because the Lord is coming back in a little while. Oh, friend of mine, you're going to have to be a fighter in this thing, but don't quit fighting. Don't quit fighting, because in a little while, it's going to all be over one of these days. The Lord is going to come back and get us out of this world. Oh, friend of mine, I got a reason to shout. I got a reason to rejoice, because in a little while, oh man, I'm going to be out of here. I'm going to be gone one of these days. As a matter of fact, if you happen to not make it, you can have my car. You can have all my watches. You can have my shoes. They're 10 and a half. Stacy Adams. They're all Stacy Adams. Nothing else. Got a few Nikes in there. You can have them all. because I won't need them when I go over there. I won't need all that stuff when I get over there. Well, in a little while, one of these days, friend of mine, I ain't going to have to worry about the bill collector. I'm not going to have to worry about the doctor, because we're going to be with the doctor of doctors. We ain't going to have to worry about sickness, because sickness ain't going to be over there. We don't have to worry about sin, because sin is not going to be over there in a little while. Woo! Oh, somebody praise him. Somebody get excited, because they know that the Lord is coming. Hallelujah to God. In a little while, he's coming. He's coming, church. He is coming. Hallelujah to God. And there's bumper stickers or things that says, just in case of the rapture, this car would be unmanned. Yeah. I don't care what accidents I call that day if I'm getting raptured. Because I'm not going to be here to be able to be responsible for it. By the help and the grace of God, I'm going to be out of here. Because it's a world. It's not my home. No, we're just here temporary. This is just temporary. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I ain't gonna have to worry about not answering my cell phone because I don't recognize the number. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna have to worry about that. Because I'm going to, one of these days, in a little while, it's going to all be over. It's going to all be over. You want to know why I can shout? You want to know why I can get excited? You want to know when I look forward to going to the house of God to feed my spiritual man? Because one of these days, I'm going to get up out of here. I'm going to be gone. Hallelujah to God. Oh, somebody clap their hands unto the Lord and give him some praise. Oh, we love you, Jesus. He says, why hasn't he come yet? The scripture says, he that shall come will come. It doesn't change the fact that he's coming just because he hadn't come yet. I don't think you heard me. It doesn't eliminate the fact that he's coming just because he hadn't come yet. It's been preached ever since the apostles, and he hadn't come. But I want to tell you something, church. He's coming. Oh, he's coming back. Oh, he's coming soon. When? In a little while. In a little while. So don't lose your confidence. It says, the time that we live in, it reveals many that will doubt his coming. You can tell by how the world lives. They don't believe he's coming. There's some people that don't even believe in God. Some people say, I'm agnostic, or however you say the word. And that is one that don't believe in God. You know, I don't fuss with those kind of people. If I run across somebody, let's say, I don't believe God, I don't know if God is real. If they're hungry, I'll try to help them. But if they're looking for an argument, I don't have time. I tell you why. You know why? Because my Bible tells me that every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They're all going to have to confess to the fact that Jesus is God. Whether they believe it here or not, but then if they pass it up here, they're going to have to do it when they get over there. Oh, friend of mine, I'd much rather do it while I'm here now and confess that he's Lord rather than wait till I get over there. So because when I do it here now, it's going to get me somewhere. And an old friend of mine, it's going to get me on the other side of the world, on the side of this earth. So I don't have to waste my time with someone that says, well, I don't really believe in God. Okay, you will. You will. Isn't that something? It says, Bible reasons why Christ had not come yet. God's appointed hour has not arrived. Only one that knows that appointed hour is God himself. He's the only one that knows. Throughout the ages, people have tried to pin it down. It's Y2K. That's it. Y2K. In the year 2000, they try to say Christ is going to come during that time. He didn't come. Surprised a lot of people. And then you know what? They stop. They begin to go back to doing what they were doing all along. You see, people are trying to figure out, they want to pinpoint the date so they know when that date's coming, they can get right with God. But see, God has kept that to himself for a reason. See, God wants us to be ready now and at all times. So when that day does come, we'll be ready. Because this is a faith walk. You know, you know, when you know when the deadline for, you know, I'm the biggest procrastinator sometimes when things, when I have to do things. I'm going to use me. If I know that I have 2 or 3 weeks to do something, I'm going to put it right there. And I'm going to do what I want to do over here until I get close to that date. I have stayed up hours and hours at night to complete something that I should have done weeks and weeks and weeks before. I'm just telling on myself. Some of us are like that, huh? But you see, but in a little while, he hid the reason that the date that he's coming. Because with God getting ready to come, you're not going to be able to do that. But the call is going to be made at midnight. And God's going to want to know that you had enough oil in your lamps. You see, there was 10 virgins and only 5 had enough oil when the call was made. The other 5 knew that he was coming, but they weren't prepared for his coming. And when the call was made and they went out to meet the master, somebody got surprised. The ones that didn't have enough oil in their lamps said, give me of your oil. They said, no, not unless we have enough for ourselves. You see, this is all about saving yourself from this untoward generation. You can't blame anybody if you don't make it. You can't point the finger at anybody if they talk you out of your walk with God. You can't point the finger at nobody because it's going to be your fault. Hello? We got to work out our own salvation. You know why? Because in a little while, the Lord is going to come. I said the Lord is coming, and he's coming back for those that have made themselves ready. The church has not been completed yet. There's those yet that'll be to be baptized in his name. Those that have received that to receive the Holy Ghost. There's yet those in this city that God wants to save. And he wants to use you and I to reach them before he comes. He wants us to reach out to those that don't have what we got. Friend of mine, your problems will become small if you begin to reach out to those that don't have what you got. Your problems become minute when you begin to see what's going on in the lives of other people. Oh, friend of mine, we only have but a little time, and we need to use that time to reach somebody. We got to help God save somebody in this world. Oh, because there's somebody crying out for you. There's somebody reaching out to you. There's somebody that wants you to come knock on their door. Because they know in a little while the Lord is going to come. Don't be fooled. This world knows that he's coming. They know. But you see, they're trying to pin it down and they can't. They can't do it. Because the only one knows that is God. He purposely kept that to himself. But it doesn't eliminate the fact that he's coming. One of these days, God's long suffering will be exhausted. But it hadn't got there yet. One day he's waiting and kicking back and allowing mankind, because see, this dispensation that we're in now, which is called the grace dispensation, we're not under the law dispensation anymore. That was done away at Calvary. When he died on the cross, that did away with the law dispensation, but he ushered in the grace dispensation. And that's the dispensation that we're in now. And that's the dispensation that's fastly coming to an end. And he's going to usher in another dispensation of time, which is the millennial reign of Christ. But we haven't got there yet, but that's the direction that we're headed. So it behooves us to be ready, because in a little while, he's going to come. He's going to say, okay, it's time. And his time is going to run out. And those that are ready are going to be ready. And see, the thing about the rapture, you don't get a second chance if you miss it. If you miss the rapture of the church, you don't get a second chance. Don't get quiet on me now. Because we're in the house of God, we have every opportunity there is to get right with God. And he's coming back. And he's coming back for those that are called by his name. When? In a little while. It says, when will he come? In a little while. Date setters will always be wrong. Those that try to pin it down and say, okay, he's coming at this time on this date. Nobody knows that today nor the hour. It says false prophets will be proven frauds. It's happening in our world today. False prophets. He's coming back, though. Somebody say, but when? I tell you when he's coming back. He's coming back at the right time. At his time. But he will come back. He's coming back, church. So don't lose your confidence. Don't lose your hope. Amen. He's coming back in a little while. And he's coming sooner than you think. It's a lot closer than what we realize. All that stuff that's going on over in the Middle East and the way North Korea is trying to provoke the United States. It's only a matter of time. All that stuff that's happening over there. Probably there's a lot of stuff that we don't even know about that's happening. But it's going to happen. But it's going to bring about the coming of the Lord. But we have got to be ready. Glory to God. I'm going to invite the musicians to come because I'm running out of steam. In a little while, he's coming back. I'm going to go back to read some more scriptures here while they come. Just show you. I got it marked right here. You see, we can't let those words just be words that fall on our ears. That it says, for this they willingly are ignorant that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and prediction of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Since the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought to ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. So if you're trying to hold on to this old world, one of these days, God's going to destroy it anyhow. And the thing about it, he don't have to answer to no one. He's God. I said, he's God. The scripture says it like this. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And I want to share this last thought with you guys, and I'm done. It says there are two ways of looking at the Lord's coming. A looking for it and a looking at it. It is possible to look at it with keen intellect and profound interest, and yet have it mean nothing to us personally. So it is also possible to know but little of the, let me slow down. But it is also possible to know but little of the theological of the subject, and yet have a deep and holy longing for our Lord to appear. May this theme be not only our study, but also our personal hope. For unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin into salvation. So looking for him, he's coming. I don't know about you, but this old world is not my home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up. Somewhere shall we stand? Beyond the blue. Heaven beckons me from heaven's open door. I just can't feel at home in this world anymore. Hallelujah to God. That ought to be the cry of every child of God. Come call quickly, Lord Jesus. He's coming back just like he said he would. I say, in a little while, he'll be back. Hallelujah to God. We want to open up the altar and you can pray and talk to the Lord and get things right with him.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.